Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Good morning. This is Top Deacon Thomas Farr, and this is a special edition of Issue Scripture Men's Talk. We're going to be talking today. We're going to be interviewing a brother that I met a year ago or so, and one of the brothers who attended our Man Up event, and we connected, and we're going to do an interview talking to him a little bit about who he is and his business and entrepreneurship. He's a businessman here in the local community in the Baltimore, D.C. area. Brother Antoine Jones, husband, father, and entrepreneur. So we're going to bring him right in. We're going to open up with prayer, and we're going to bring him right into conversation and talk a little bit about what's going on and some of the adventures and some of the business things that he's doing. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Brother Jones, can you hear me, sir?
Yes, sir. Loud and clear.
Amen. Amen. Well, welcome. Thank you for taking time out your schedule this morning, joining us and talk a little bit. We're going to open up with prayer, and we're going to get right into the conversation. Amen. Father God, we say thank
Amen.
You this morning, God. We thank you for another opportunity, God, to live a life, oh God, that is pleasing to you, oh God. Father, to live a life, oh God, that advances your kingdom, oh God. Father, we ask, oh God, that you continue to touch the men's lives, husbands, fathers, and sons, oh God. Those, oh God, who are standing in the gap for their families, God. Those who are praying for their families, God. Those who are ministering and serving their families, God. Those husbands, oh God, that today find it a struggle to love their wives as Christ loved the church, oh God. Father, we ask your Holy Spirit would touch them. Father, we ask, oh God, that you would touch families that are being burdened with financial difficulties, God. Father, we ask, oh God, that you give them a breakthrough, God, through your word and through the power of your Holy Spirit, God. Give them vision, give them direction, God, give them purpose, and give them mission, oh God, that they may overcome these challenges, oh God. But God, most of all, today, God, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for being God. Thank you for sending your son, Jesus Christ, to die on a cross and suffer in our place for our sins, that we may be redeemed, oh God, back to you. So, Father, continue to watch over us. Father, watch over those in leadership, those who pass the churches, those who minister, God, those who are serving in ministry, God. And, Father, most of all, God, during this season and in this time, God, we ask, oh God, that you watch over your church. Continue to protect us and keep us, oh God. Keep us safe, God, and let us live faithful, that we might stand before you and you're well done, our good and faithful servant, each of us. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So we'd like to welcome all those who listen, all of everyone who's called in at 646-668-2636. Thank you for joining us. We see you here on the switchboard and the keyboard. On the switchboard. Thank you for taking time out and joining us today. If you'd like to share, have a question or have any questions for Brother Jones today, just press one on your keypad. We'll bring you into the conversation. For all those who are online at www.blogtalkradio.com. blogtalkradio.com/Deacon Thomas Farr. We also thank you for taking the opportunity to join us. And as always, we are here to speak life into men, to encourage men, to encourage husbands and fathers, and encourage families, and also to strengthen marriages. And today we're going to talk to Brother Jones. We're going to talk about some health and wellness issues. The brother has a plan, has a business here, and he wants to encourage us in our health. Because again, we cannot determine the length of our lives here in this temple realm, but we can determine the quality of our lives and how we treat the temples and how we treat our bodies. You know, you can live for 80 years, but if you spend 50 of those 80 years in sickness, in a hospital, and because of the things that we do to our bodies, because, you know, we understand sin and death and sickness is going to come, but yet There's some things we'll be neglecting. We're not doing and living and treating our bodies the right way. So we're going to be talking about health and wellness, because it's not about how long we're going to live, because that's in the hands of God. But it's going to be the quality of life that we may be able to serve him in the bodies that are not being that are broken down by our neglect and by taking our health for granted. Because sometimes you can't talk to a 20-year-old, 30-year-old and talk to them about health and wellness, because they're at that age, they feel indestructible. But if they live long enough, some of the things we do, some of the things that we've done, some of the things that we learned from our parents and grandparents, some of the food they ate, we can't eat it no more. Just simple as that. And some of the habits they had, we can't do, because, you know, it's a different time and our bodies react differently. But anyway, we're going to talk to the brother today about health and wellness. He's going to share some insights. So, Brother Antoine, let's begin, brother. First of all, let's share with the audience, who is Anton Jones? Husband, father, entrepreneur. Who are you? And who are you? Let's start there. Who are you?
Okay. First of all, thank God for letting me see another day. And thank you, Deacon, for having me as a guest on your show. I am a new being in Christ who is from Baltimore, born and raised in Baltimore. Love my city. I'm a father, grandfather. Wellness coach. I am a football coach. I am a mentor. And I am a young man who has found out some things about this crazy thing we call life. But the wonderful thing that I found out is how to, and you have the control to take back your health. And most of us don't realize that we have the power. And God gave us the power to have free will, and we can take back our life if we choose to, take back our health if we choose to, and we give away so much of our power to those who probably have gone to study medicine and things of that nature. We put our health in their hands. I'm here to tell you that if you look at what God has put before us and has given us and has given us the ability to obtain, we can take control of our health. And Deacon Farr, I am amazed at what God has done for me in the last 3 years, and I just want to share it with everyone. That's who I
Amen,
am in
sir.
A nutshell.
Amen. Amen, brother. Amen. Well, like I say, you're a businessman, and so you're doing a health and wellness piece as far as your business plan. So as a businessman, what industry have you selected to make a difference and why?
Well, I've selected the wellness industry, and the why is because of what it has done for me. By me opening my eyes and studying and learning and finding out how to take care of my body, I realized that there's a lot of people out there like myself who don't know, who are going around every day and just shortening their lives by not knowing how to take care of their body. And I am very excited to share how God has healed me in my journey, in my walk. And Deacon, it blows my mind more and more each and every day that I was in the insurance industry for a while, well, probably for about 30 years. And I'm at people's houses all the time. And part of my job is to see what kind of medications they're on. And it just came more and more obvious to me that the more houses I was in, the more medication people were pulling out, 10, 12 bottles at a time. They're taking something for this. They're taking a pill for that. They're taking another pill for that. They're taking another pill for that. And every pill that they're taking has a side effect that if they're taking them long enough has caused them to take another pill. And it just became obvious to me that I was part of that club too. I was taking some medication, not way as much as other people were, but I was taking medication. And it just became so obvious to me that my mother died in her young 60s of a heart attack. She had high blood pressure all her life. My grandmother died of a heart attack. She had high blood pressure all her life. My great-grandfather died of a heart attack. He had high blood pressure all his life. So, two things that are similar in that situation. One, they had high blood pressure. And two, they were genetically connected. Well, then one can argue that people who are genetically connected, if something happens to my grandfather, something may happen to me, it's in my bloodline. We can argue that. But we also can have a debate about what do we have in common. We all have in common the things that we eat, the water that we drink, and the air that we breathe. And those things contribute to your health more than you know. So, Deacon Farr, that's what drew me to the industry. And that's where I'm at right now, and that's the direction that I'm going, because I know that with the proper information, and if you give your body what it needs, it can heal itself. That I know.
Amen, amen, bro. And you're right, man. I see that you talked about your family line and your genes, but I think that's it. That's what I was saying earlier. You know, we can't live the lives and do the things that our parents did because we see their end result. And the medication piece, it comes along because we've neglected our bodies, and we're looking for the medication to try and solve it. Where, as I know for myself also, we listen, doctors always tell us about do different, eat different, lose weight, but they're trying to tell you something, and because we don't heed that advice, and even in a conversation like this, we don't heed that advice is why some medications we end up taking. You know, myself, I've had high blood pressure and weight, but after losing some weight, for whatever it takes for you to do now, drastic, because losing weight can solve a lot of issues, from diabetes to high blood pressure. You know, the heart disease, you know, blood pressure, high blood pressure really can complicate even if you have a heart issue. But the high blood pressure can accelerate it, can exacerbate it, make it worse. Because, again, you know, when it comes to health in our bodies, some stuff just is, you know, it's going to wear out anyway. But some things we can control. I think diabetes and high blood pressure is one of those things. If we aggressively change our lifestyle, and I think it's lifestyle changes that we really, when we're talking about health, it's about changing our lifestyle. The stuff that we eat, because you touched on it, I want to agree with you wholeheartedly, you touched on it. The stuff we eat, what we drink, you know, the things we do is how, as our bodies get older, and start, our bodies can't fight back. I know we're a Christian show, we're brothers, but I'm going to use this app. I'm going to use this because I want analogy, because I think everyone can understand. It doesn't really matter how long you've been in Christ or you've been saved. When you were young, you did some things on the weekend that you could rebound from faster, and as you get older, it takes longer to rebound. I'm going to put it right there, and there's a reason for that.
Amen.
You know, there's a reason. You know what I'm saying? We could drink and we could do, we could hang, we could go to, and we could hang out the week, we go Friday night, Saturday night, and maybe Sunday night and still be on work on Monday. We can't do that because our bodies don't bounce back. As simple as that.
That's right.
We can't do
that's
that.
Right.
But now, for the righteous man out there, for those who have been in God their whole life and been saved their whole life, that still applies. We can't do the same thing. We can't go to every church dinner, chicken dinner, mm-hmm. fried foods, and hang out, eat, go to church, eat, go to sleep with a full belly. That's not good. We can't do that because our bodies, mm-hmm. as we get older, can't digest all that food, can't, you know what I'm saying? So we have to look at it
yeah.
and open our head, open our minds to hear and what's going on. But, bro, I'm going to come back to you.
Yeah.
I want to do the job, but I just want people to understand what we're talking about here when we talk about health and wellness. We can't do some things, and we have to learn from generations before us. Because what you shared about your family, just think about it. No matter for my audience that's listening right now, think about it. This is something I've learned and I've heard someone share with me. You're not 30 anymore, and you want to live 30 more years, just consider that. I'm not 30, but I do want to live 30 more. So what am I going to do different? Amen? Brother, let me come to you. Tell us a little bit about your health journey, what you've been through, your journey, and how'd you end up to where you are to this day. This is July the 20th, 2019. Tell us a little bit about your journey.
Well, before I touch on my journey, I want to add to a little bit of something you just said. I want to try to, and my part of my mission also is to connect with men, because we as men, we do not take care of our health. Our women, they are on top of their health as much as possible. But us as men, I don't know if it's because of the, we've been told all our lives when we were young, if you fall down, if you get hurt, don't show pain. If something happened to you, you can take care of it, you can fix it. I don't know. But it's almost like we got to be almost dead to go to the doctors. There's so many instances I've talked to ladies, talked to widows, talked to wives where their husbands have almost been dead before they went to the hospital. A lot of times it was too late. They had pains here, they had pains there, and they ignored it. They tried, we can't put duct tape on everything. You know what I'm saying? You can't put a Band-Aid on everything. Sometimes you got to go and find out, why am I feeling like this? Why am I feeling so tired? Why am I so sluggish? And then they go and find out that their T count was off, or that this, that was off, that they have cancer, or they have kidney problems, or they have some liver issues. Men, that's what I want to talk to, because 95% of my business is women. It's women, Deacon. And men don't want to talk about it. When I was in the insurance business, I was talking in houses. I got kicked out of houses because men didn't want to talk about death. Oh, what you trying to do, set me up? Well, you're going to get a big insurance policy so I can get killed, and then you knock me off? Ignorance like that. Men, we have to, we are the providers, we are the protectors, we are the hunters, we are the ones God put in charge. We want to be around. People ask me all the time, why is the mortality different for men and women? Why do women live longer than men? Because women take care of their body better than men. Women think about their mortality more so than a man. Man's, I got to die sometime. I got to go sometime. But I am focused on bringing my message to the men, because it doesn't have to be that way. Okay? You got to take care of your wellness. You got to take care of that. My journey started about almost 3 years ago in December, December the 1st, almost 3 years ago, where I came across a friend of mine. And she had this book on how to become a vegan. And at that time, I was frustrated. I was overweight. I was obese. I had high blood pressure. I had diabetes. I had high cholesterol. I wasn't performing the way the wife wanted him to perform, if you catch what I'm saying. And I said, Lord, I need to make a change. So when I came across my friend, she had this book, I said, let me read this book. So she let me borrow the book, and I got it from like a Thursday to a Sunday, and I returned it back to a Monday. I said, look, if you're going to do this, I'm going to do this. For some reason, somewhere in my spirit, it told me that, Antoine, if you want to take back your life, if you want to live to see 126, and I'll get to later what 126 means to me. If you want to get to see 126, you got to do something radical. And the most radical thing that I could think was to become a vegan. 30 years prior to that, I stopped eating red meat. Okay? But I was eating meat. I was eating turkey and fish and things of that nature. Because of my job, and I also, doing the insurance, I also had a janitorial business. And my business was overnight. So I would come in, I would work all night, come in the morning, eat a big plate of food, go to sleep on it. I was an athlete all my life prior to that. Athlete. Played up to semi-pro football. Very good in baseball. Pretty good in basketball. But very, very good in football. Okay? So my body was always used to being active. So we get into a sedentary type of life. Work, go home. Go to sleep. Work, go home. Go to sleep. Work, go home. Go to sleep. So I decided, okay, I'm going to be a vegan. So I started weaning myself away from the chicken. I started weaning my way away from the fish. Start weaning myself away from the other things that I was eating. I start to wean my way from sugar. I start to wean my way from salt. And then I start to educate myself on what to put in my body. More greens, more protein, more plant-based. What nuts to eat, what herbs to put in my body. And I start to educating myself on what to feed my body, what to fuel my body. I start to, because of my job, I had to walk a lot. I was forced to walk. My manager used to say, look, if you don't get up and walk and check out your areas and your territories and stuff, then you're going to lose. And I took that to heart, and I said, look, I'm going to get paid to walk. I'm going to get my butt up, get away from my desk, and I'm going to walk. So I started walking. I ordered me some Clarks, which is the most probably, and some Clark shoes, which is probably one of the most comfortable shoes you can get, and I started to walk. I'm a New Balance guy. I got me some brand new pair of New Balance, and I started to walk. I walked in my job. I started walking after the job. I started parking a little bit away from the job and started walking. I started drinking more water. I started to learn about water, the power of water. People don't understand water has power in it. Water does so much to your body. And I started to understand about pH, the balance in your pH in your body, and how it should be at a certain level. And if it's not, it's acidic. And that bacteria and infection and disease lives in an acidic environment. I started to learn that. And as I started to learn it, pounds started coming off. And every 6 months, I would go back to the doctors. And the highest my A1C, which is determined whether you have diabetes or not, was like 7.7. And she was like, we're going to get you off these pills and start getting you to start pumping that insulin up in you, bruh. You know, your A1C is not good. And I'm like, wow. So I started going back to the doctors, and the numbers started coming down. And then one day the numbers was from 7.7 to 5.1. And she was like, whoa, hey, yo, hey, whoa. What are you doing? Your weight's coming down. Your blood pressure's coming down. Your insulin is coming down. Whatever you're doing, keep doing it. I'm proud of you. That was validation, not because she said it, but because it was true. I had done the work that was necessary to reverse, to change direction, and to go on a new level and to level up. And I felt empowered that I took back what was mine, what God gave me. I took it back. And I've never looked back. I haven't had a piece of meat. I don't drink sodas. I don't drink sweet teas. I don't drink any of that kind of stuff. I cut out bread. I may have a piece of bread now. I have a piece of bread. I had a piece of bread the other day, and someone looked at me and said, you eating bread? And I said, yeah, I had one piece of bread. Because I wanted a piece of bread. I felt I deserved that, and I wanted it, but I'm not making sandwiches anymore where I used to make 3 or 4 sandwiches at a time with bread. I don't even really eat bread. I don't eat bread, really. I don't. So seeing that I cut those things out, the sugar in the bread, because bread has yeast in it and flour, and that yeast rises. So you put yeast in bread, and it rises. Don't you think when you put it in your stomach's going to rise too? Kind of makes sense to me. So eliminated that, eliminated salt. So you don't have salt. Well, as you sweat and you hot the salt and things of that nature comes out of your body, you need to replenish that. So I learned about Himalayan salt. I don't use iodine salt. I use Himalayan salt, the pink salt. You know what I mean? A little sea salt every now and then, but I mostly focus on the Himalayan salt because that's been real good to me. I learned the power of black pepper. I learned the power of cayenne pepper. I learned the power of those things. I mean, I was a hot sauce guy. Love hot sauce. We used to put that stuff on everything. Love it. But I learned the power of the cayenne pepper, which is in hot sauce, and how it could help unclog arteries and how it could help with your high blood pressure. I learned those kind of things, and I just started applying them, Deacon, and applying them. And people start looking at me and say, man, you're looking different. You're looking better. You're losing weight. And the next thing I know, I'm at the cleaners, and I'm getting my pants taken in. And I get my pants taken in again. So my waist, when I started my journey, was a 46. Went down to a 44. Went down to a 42. Went down to a 40. Now, I went into the cleaners the other day. The lady said, I just took your pants in. It was 40. What do you want now? I said, well, I think I'm a 38 now. So let's do 38. She said, your underpants, I told you, cannot do no more. You need to buy new clothes. I said, I ain't ready to buy new clothes yet. I said, when I get new gear, I'm getting all new gear. I'm throwing all this stuff out, and I'm not at that point where financially I can do that, because I'm going to need probably about $5,000 to dress in my taste like I want to do it, because I'm going to throw everything out, not some things, everything. So, Deacon,
amen.
My journey started back in 2016, in December 2019, to be my 3-year anniversary, December the 1st. That's where I'm in. And in the process, I reversed my diabetes. I'm on no diabetes medication. I brought my blood pressure down. I'm on no high blood pressure medication. I brought my cholesterol down. I'm on no cholesterol medication. Okay? I transformed my mind. And in finding the power of scripture, the power of fasting, the power of intermittent fasting, that's something y'all need to look up, intermittent fasting. That really helped me a lot. I realized that your body doesn't need 3, 4, 5, 6 meals a day. You don't need that. Intermittent fasting will help solve a lot of issues that you have. So when I realized this and the power of this, and I learned about essential oils and herbs and the water, I learned about those kind of things, and that has brought me on this journey to where I am today, Deacon, where I am today.
Amen, amen, bro, amen. I hear you, I hear you, I hear you. It makes a change. It's a funny thing when you start, you're right. Dropping that weight, and you start got to get new pants, get them taken in. You know, my trick was when I was going through my weight loss, I just go to Goodwill and go get me some $3 pants. I wouldn't spend the money on Taylor. I just get into mm-hmm. to your level out. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So let's not, you know, I just want to encourage the folk out there. Don't lose the weight because you won't spend no money. Just wait. And you go to Goodwill, get some pants as you come down. Then once you level out, then you can go shopping again. That's just my little 2 cents, my advice. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, bro, let's keep going. Let me ask you this, bro. We talked about your health journey, and we talked about your business and your industry that you're in, the health and wellness. And it's something I want to just go back with what you were saying. You said in your previous career you were doing insurance, and you would have a lot of kickback from bucking from men. We're talking about life insurance, and I think if that's for men, and even men in the body of Christ, that's one of the things we have to learn, that we have a responsibility to those generations coming behind us. We have a responsibility to those now who depend on us. You know, what is our legacy other than Christ? What kind of legacy we live in? You know, can your family, whatever your call is for the life that you live, if what would your family have to do to bury you? Would your family be taken care of? Would your wife, would your children, if you have young children? Anything can happen in a moment, in a split second, things can change. You have a car accident going to work next week, you have a car accident and something can happen tomorrow at church, you know, or today, and it's heat. You don't know. You go outside, anything can happen. A telephone pole, light pole, anything can happen. If you lost, let's say it like this. If today was your last day, are those that you care about and responsible for, will they be provided for in a way that it will not be a struggle? Or let me say, for my church brothers out there who claim the name of Christ, will the church have to raise money to bury you and have a service? I'm just saying. These are the things. I mean, these are the things we have to think about, because insurance is a responsibility and we're accountable. Because we spend money on a whole lot of other stuff, and paying those premiums for insurance means you can't go to Wawa and get no coffee. You can't go to Chick-fil-A. You can't go out to dinner every week. How about that? You're still spending that
money.
How about that? So it's not like it's, you go, yeah. I know you're with me, bro. So we have to consider, what are we doing? What are we doing? Are we really providing and taking care? Because what would we want to leave our children? I mean, we could labor our whole lives, and our children, grandchildren, couldn't we do something? Couldn't we help our children send our grandchildren to college for a year? I mean, you don't have to have a multi-million-dollar life insurance plan, but you still should have something that's reasonable and that's within your bounds. If you're a homeowner, you know, if God forbid, if I pass away, I got enough insurance that the house is paid for, and my wife and my adult children will figure it out from there, but the house is paid off. So if my wife wants to stay, if she wants to sell it, she's free to do that. You see what I'm saying? And that's what we have to think about as men, as husbands and fathers. I want to touch on that, because you brought that in. That's not what we're going to touch on some other stuff, but you brought that in and it clicked in my head. So I just wanted to get it out there for those who are listening, those who have called in here at Blog Talk Radio. I'm Deacon Thomas Farr. I'm here with Anton Jones, and we're talking about health and wellness. And we talk about some things that men and husbands have responsibility and our health issues. And you talked about going to the doctor. Bruh, any man that's out there that's listening, if you called in at 646-668-2636 or listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/Deacon Thomas Farr, did you get a physical this year? It's July. Should have had a full physical, full blood panel, full blood work, at least an annual physical. And for some of you brothers who are over, let me pick a number. If you're over 47 and a half years old, maybe you should visit the doctor twice a year, just in case. And if you got any kind of medication and circumstances, situation you're on, you need to go see the man 6 months, 3 months. I know. I used to have diabetes. I forgot what they call them now, but it's a diabetes doctor. Want to see you every 3 or 4 months anyway. So,
endocrinologist.
Go to your appointments. Yes, yes, sir. There you go. That's the technical name. Me, I'm just, you know, I went to public school. Diabetes doctor.
Me too.
But anyway, go and make your appointment and see the man now. But the whole thing, let me put it this way. We're coming right back to you, bro, and I want to say this. The doctor is just like the pastor. They're going to teach you and tell you something, but are you going to apply it for your life?
I like that.
I'm good. Brother Jones, where we at with you? Let's see. All right. So, bro, let's talk a little bit about your business here, upcoming events, because I know you're in the health and wellness. You have your upcoming events. Today is the 20th of July. So if you have something coming up, you know, we'll share that with the audience. And also, how they can actually meet with you, how they can reach out to you and talk to you. Because we're going to touch on some other things coming up in the next part of this interview. But how can people reach out to you right now, those who are listening? Pen, paper, get yourself ready. Again, you can always go back to www.blogtalkradio.com/Deacon Thomas Farr and listen to the rebroadcast of this show and archive of some of our past shows. But grab your pencil, piece of paper, and let people know, you know, again, who you are, how they can reach out and contact you.
Okay. First of all, I want to shout out to my team, the BIT group, all the Lower Life people that are listening also. Today, we're going to have a coffee and tea fitness mixer. Okay. It's going to be in Pikesville. The location is 1121 Greenwood Road in Pikesville, Maryland, and the time is 2 to 4 p.m. And that's 1121 Greenwood Road, Pikesville, Maryland, 21208. And the time is 2 to 4. All that can hear my voice, come out. Okay, we're going to have free food. We're going to have fitness instructors there. We have at a fitness facility. One of our distributors, her and her husband, own a fitness gym. They're fitness trainers, and they are unbelievably outstanding, loving, giving people, and they're opening up their facility to Baltimore to help with this crusade to be well. My number, I can be reached at, is 410-299-9092. That's 410-299-9092. Even if you're not in Baltimore, you hear my voice and you want to get more information about what we do, what I do, the products, at our mixer today, you'll get a chance to sample our detox herbal tea, which is, people are getting results like losing up to 5 pounds in a week. Some people losing 3 pounds in a week, but most people are losing between 3 and 5 pounds a week. This tea has been out for 25 years. Dr. Miller, who's the guy who invented the tea, has 9 essential herbs in it, 9 awesome ingredients in it. It's all organic. It's all natural, okay? All the products are, okay? So you get to come out. You get a chance to sample the tea. You'll get a chance to sample a 100% all natural organic herbal coffee. Now, I'm not a coffee drinker, but this coffee, it'll boost your metabolism, it'll burn your fat, it'll suppress your appetite, it'll increase your energy, it'll give you stamina, performance. Oh my goodness, it'll do so many good things for you. You'll get a chance to taste the coffee, sample the coffee, touch the coffee, smell the coffee. Come on out today. It's a coffee, tea, and fitness mixer. Again, we're going to be at 1121 Greenwood Road, Pikesville, Maryland, from 2 to 4. It's going to be hot outside, but it's going to be cool inside. The facility is inside, indoors, under the AC. If you want to work out, bring your workout clothes. Some people, not me, but a lot of people are going to be working out. They're going to have Zumba there. She's going to be doing instructions. There are going to be trainers there to talk to you. So you may want to do something with your body, like, I want to get my abs right. You can talk to a professional. They'll tell you how to do it, what to do it, how to do it, how to make it happen, what not to do, the proper techniques to do it in. This is the second event that we've had. Last month we had a tea, coffee, and jazz mixer, and that was very successful. Now, after this one today on the 20th, coming soon, we're going to have a tea, coffee, and gospel mixer, okay? Listen out. We have commercials running on 106.1 radio. Our commercials running on that radio station, which is a Christian station, and we are excited. I am excited. My number is 410-299-9092. If you want to give me a call, or you can email me at Jones Antoine, that's JonesAntwane, at yahoo.com. That's my name spelled backwards, at yahoo.com. So, Deacon, that's where we're going to be at today. That's the event for today. We had distributors at the Happy Nappy last week, which was a lot of people came out, and that was awesome. We had folks yesterday down at Artscape. We have been doing mixes and seeing people in churches. My leader spoke to over 100 cosmetologists the other day who are getting their master's degrees in cosmetology. They are business owners. So we're here in the community. We're out in the community. We want to talk to as many groups, as many organizations as possible, as many churches, as many church leaders as possible, to get this word out, to expound on this crusade of health and wellness. Because over 70% of us, of people, not just black people, but people, are on prescription medications in this country. Over 70% are on some form of medication, down to our babies, where they give them ADD medication. They give them medication to keep them calm and all this kind of nonsense. They are lacking the nutrition that they need, that their body needs. They don't need to be medicated. They need to be have the nutrition that they need. They need to eat the proper foods. We got to stop putting sugar in their face in their diet first thing in the morning. Get them all hyped up, sending them to school. Oh man, I feel like I'm preaching.
Amen.
Right now.
Amen.
I'm sorry.
I hear you,
but
bro.
I'm passionate about this, man. I'm passionate.
Amen.
It's
true, because we have to. Yes, sir. Because we have to be passionate. This health issue, this is the thing. You know, people want to. Okay, I'm going back to church folk again, because people want to pray and want miracles, but they don't want to live a life obedient. You know, there's obedience. There's some obedience and submission that has to come along with the Christian life. And when we're talking about nutrition, we talk about what we eat, we talk about what we feed our children, we feed our families, husbands, fathers, mothers, what we feed in our family. The thing are we taking time out for these things and making them important as the other things? You know, because we're in an age now, and I don't want to pick on this generation, because the technology and the things that's being done here are the minds of men, you know, because you know men create a lot of things. It's just how we use those things. But anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Are we in an atmosphere we're rushing? The microwave. You know, we look back on, I'm old enough to remember before microwaves, and now I see where microwaves have gone. Back when it was first, every house didn't have one. It was something special. It was different. But now that's become a hindrance to our health, because now no one sits down and eats. No one's preparing meals. And for you young brothers out there who are not married, make sure she can cook on with pots and pans and some fire. I'll leave that right there. Anyway.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Because if you ain't never had nothing cooked, because if your mama never cooked, you don't know. Never mind. I'm not going to go there. We're going to go health and wellness, bro. We're going to keep going on what we're talking about. real quick. Bro, I want to get off track because we'll be here all day. But amen. But anyway, this is Deacon Thomas Farr, and I'm talking today with Anton Jones, entrepreneur, businessman, husband, and father. Real quick, we're getting down. We're about to on to our last 15 minutes here. Let people know a little bit about your products. Just list them out. Your website, and again, you know, some of the products, and some give us a quick synopsis of the different products that you have and what they are. And then we're gonna come back. And again, I want you to share your contact information with the folk, and so they can reach out to you and get more. This right here was just a snippet. This is just something that the brother wanted to share to encourage us. Because again, encourage us about our health and wellness. The brother said 70% of people in America are on some kind of medication. And let me say this about medication: you may not be paying a copay, or you're not paying a copay, but 70% of 300 and something million people paying $20 a piece for a bottle of pills, that's a lot of money. So there's some
Amen.
Other things going on too when we talk about drugs and the pharmaceutical. But we're not going to do that today, bro. But there's a reason. There's a reason. So we have to be able to start taking our life and our health issue, taking it personally, you know, and doing something different. We're not going to say that everything is for everybody and everything's done, but we have to live again. Do we want to live 30 more? Because we're not 30 anymore. So if we can get 30 more years, no matter where you are, okay, if you're 20, 50, 70, if you get 30, if God gives you 30 more years to be able to serve him and to be able to fulfill the purpose and plan he's given in your life, where you may not need a walker, a cane, or you taking 5 pills a day for the rest of your life. It's 5 pills a day for the next 30 years. I think you might want to get rid of some of them pills. Amen? Bruh,
amen.
I'm going to turn it over to you now. You can share about your products and your company. And again, let the people know how they can reach out to you in the future.
Okay. Well, the first product I'm going to touch on was the company was founded on this product. It's called O2 Drops. And the O2 drops are a revolutionary liquid nutritional supplement that's scientifically formulated with key nutrients renewing and fortifying the body at the cellular level. Now, Deacon, we can go into, I can go another 25, 30 minutes on the power of oxidating your cells and getting down to the cellular level, but it's been said that no disease can live in an oxidated state. Therefore, if you oxidate and get the cells right, no disease can live in that environment. That's why cancer can be eradicated. It really can. That's why diabetes and high blood pressure can be eradicated, because it really can. Laura Fit Coffee, I touched on that earlier. This coffee is all natural, okay? It curbs your appetite. It boosts the brain. It helps in your weight loss. It improves your metabolism, your memory, your mood. People call it the happy coffee because it has some mushrooms in it. It has, what are these mushrooms called? They got these crazy mushrooms in it, and it helps with the mood. And I see why the hippies was messing around with mushrooms back in the 60s, because it has a medicinal purpose. It changes the mindset and the mood, and it alters you and puts you in a better state of being. It makes your brain sharper. People that don't even drink coffee love this. They're called adaptogenic mushrooms. Big word, but the detox tea. Our staple, the one people know us mostly by. 25 years, Dr. Miller has been doing this tea. He had it. Some other companies had it. They messed around, tried to tamper with it, whatever. He got it back from them. We have the exclusive rights to sell Dr. Miller's detox tea. He even improved it and made it better. You take 4 to 8 ounces of it 3 times a day and watch the pounds go away. It's not only going to help with the weight loss, but it's also going to give you nutritional value that you need. It's going to increase your energy, give you mental clarity, and it's going to be the natural resistance to illness. It's going to fight things that could attack you. It's going to help with that. The next thing is the Thrive, the organic greens. And this one is probably, to me, my favorite because it does two things. Two things that I really like. Well, first thing is, it's all natural. It's a green drink, and it's fueled by natural greens. Okay, has a bunch of natural greens in it, and it helps in controlling your blood sugar, appetite control, as well as neutralizing free radicals, but it also helps with regulate your insulin, which I like. Insulin, diabetes, blood pressure, heart disease, two things in one. So you drink this twice a day. This thing opens, it's like this, Deacon. People have referred to it like this. When you drink this Thrive, it's like a Roto-Rooter for your heart. It opens it up. It makes sure that nothing clogs up. You know when you got to get stents put in, when you have heart attacks, when you have, strokes. When you have strokes, there's blockages there. There's stuff that's it's kinking up the blood flow. This makes sure you don't have any of that. We have one gentleman, man, oh my goodness, you have to hear his story, how he was almost dead, and this thing revived him and took like 90% of the blockages out of his heart. So when you come out today, you will have a chance to try these things. You'll have a chance to taste these things. My website is www.lauralife, which is spelled LauraLife.com/Antoine Jones. My number again is 410-299-9092. And today from 2 to 4, we're going to be at 1121 Greenwood Road in Pikesville, Maryland from 2 to 4 p.m. You can come out, you can purchase, you can sample, you can smell, you can taste, okay? Come on out. And also, we're going to have free food, and you can get your dance on. You can learn how to take care of your body. Now, all of these products are 100% organic. They're all natural. Okay? All natural. So, unlike medications that you may be taking that's giving you side effects, you don't have to worry about that with these. These are all natural. If you give your body what it needs, it will heal itself. If you give your body what it needs, it will heal itself. And our bodies, we take tons of, a lot of people take pride in the way they dress and the way they smell. They do all that on the outside. They take it on the outside, but they're not taking care of the inside. This is about cleaning out and taking care of the inside. And then people tell me, well, Antoine, I'm small. I don't need to lose no weight. You do need to detox. Well, I do. I have detox. I took an enema, or I had a colonic, or I did a herbal cleanse and just that. Yeah, you cleansed the liver, and that was it. What about your gallbladder? What about your spleen? What about your blood? What about your heart? What about your brain? What about those organs? What about your biggest organ in your body is your skin? And people, you got to understand, when you detox in several different ways. Most people just think when they detox, it comes out in their poop, in their stool. That is one way. The other way it comes out is in your urine. And the biggest way it comes out is in your skin, through your pores. Through your pores. So come get edumacated, like I said. Come out today at 1121 Greenwood Road from 2 to 4. Bring a friend. Bring a busload. Bring half your church. I don't care. Just come. Come. Mm-hmm. We're excited. We're ready for you guys. You'll get to taste the coffee. You'll get to taste the Thrive. You'll get to taste the tea. Now, we're the only company out there that has a 90-day health challenge where my company will pay you to lose weight. We will pay you to lose weight. 20 to 29 pounds, $4 per pound. 30 to 39 pounds, $6 per pound. $40 to $49, $8 a pound. Lose 50 pounds or more, $500. Take back your life. Get paid to do it. Learn how to not just take back your life, but learn how to treat your body. We're going to pay you. My company pays for you to learn how to lose weight. That's unbelievable. That's crazy to me. They're not only going to give you what you need to do it, but they're going to pay you. It's a program. If you're interested in that, and if you're diligent enough to do that, and you want to make a commitment to yourself, to your family, to your loved ones to do that, then give me a call, 410-299-9029. Or jump in the car, jump in an Uber, jump in a Lyft, bring your butt to 1121 Greenwood Road, Pikesville today. From 2 to 4. Y'all jump in. Y'all go to carnivals and festivals and artscapes and all that, and you're out there with 100 and some degree heat, and you're at Hershey Park all day with the kids and this, that, and the other, dealing with the heat. I'm telling you to come to a AC controlled environment to learn about how to take back your health. Come on out. Educate yourself. Get some free coffee. Taste the tea. Buy some product. Change your life. Deacon, you there with me? You here? Hello?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm here, brother. I'm here. I got you. I'm here. With you. I got you.
Okay, again.
You were talking. I was making you talk. But amen, bro. Thank you for coming out. Oh, go ahead.
My phone number again is 410-299-9029.
Amen. And I just want to encourage you, yes, sir. I just want to encourage the listening audience, yeah, reach out to the brother. If you're free today, like you said, come on out, join him. But also reach out to him to get some more information about the products, about the things that we're doing, and some insights on our lives. And I encourage every man out there, everyone that's listening, you know, go. Get your checkup, get your physicals, know where you're at. Know what your pressures is, your cholesterol, all these numbers and things that we were talking about today. These are things we should know. We should know our A1C. We should know our blood pressure. We should know our cholesterol. We should know what our body is doing and what areas we need to work on. You know, again, our health is just our spiritual health and our physical health is the same thing. We have to know where we stand to be able to do better and know what we need. If we need God, we have to recognize and understand we're a sinner and need God and need Jesus Christ to save us and redeem us back to the Father. And in our physical health, we have to know what we have to do and what we need to fix. And we have to get that wisdom from our pastors and from our doctors. Amen? Amen. Well, brother, again, I pray that thank you for the wisdom that you shared. Thank you for coming on the program. And, again, you can always listen to this. Those who are listening online who called in at 646-668-2636, we thank you. Thank you for hanging in there with us. I hope something was said today that will encourage you in your health and your and wellness and just help give you a more healthy and longer healthy life. Because God is in control of your life, the length of it, but we're in control of how we spend it here on this temporal realm. Amen. You can also go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DeaconThomasFarr. Listen to this show at the rebroadcast. It'll be archived there. If you can get any of the numbers or any information you want to share it with someone to encourage them, we encourage you to go there. We thank you. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend and stay out of the heat. Drink water. Hydrate. Amen. Bruh, have a wonderful weekend and God bless you.